Clipper Audio presents an unabridged recording of Wild Abandon by Joe Dunthorne, narrated by Tom Lawrence.
1.
First off, the sky goes dark.
Of course it does.
Then they come out of the ground, and if you're a certain type of person, drag you under, where your body is consumed.
They got to the gate of the pen, and Kate opened it, letting her brother through first.
"And I'm guessing you are that type of person," he said.
She slid the bolt back across while he ran ahead, his boots squelching in the mud. Walking on, she watched him duck under the low roof, slapping the wooden joist with his free hand as he went inside the shelter. At 11 years old, her brother awoke every day buzzing. Everything he saw in these first few hours, the gravestones of pets, log piles, frost, deserved a high five.
"I'm going to milk the face off you,"
Albert told the goats.
"I'm going to milk you to death."
He did resemble a trainee Grim Reaper, she thought, in his deep-hooded navy poncho, carrying a bucket to collect fresh souls. Following him into the shelter, she sat on a low stool next to Bellona, her favourite goat, a 4-year-old alpine with white legs and a black comma-shaped beard, who was against the back wall with her neck tied. She stamped her hooves as she ate from her feed pan. Bellona was notoriously difficult in the mornings. This was part of her and Kate's affinity. Albert was talking as he milked.
"So, she has this massive picture of what's at the centre of the universe, and it's basically a pair of eyes. 2 huge evil eyes."
Kate tried not to listen. She squeezed, tugged, closed her fingers from index to pinky, and focused on the noise of milk on metal.